Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
May have been the best post I saw. And it just said, Liz Cheney is gone by Felicia. Republican Representative Liz Cheney is no more, losing her her seat in Congress in a bloodbath. I mean, a beatdown by a Donald Trump-backed challenger, Harriet Hageman, in that Wyoming GOP primary. It's the end of the era, by the way. Donald Trump has ended the Bush-Cheney era clearly because every time he runs against those families and picks candidates against them, they win. Incumbent Republican Liz Cheney had has been defeated. it was an early projection, by the way, it was a victory that was widely watched contest nationwide, certainly one that was watched by the president. Cheney, who is one of the 10 Republicans who voted in favor of impeaching Donald Trump last year in wake of the January 6th riot, was ousted from her role as House Republican Conference Chair last year as well. She is one of the two Republican lawmakers sitting on the House Select Committee established to investigate the January 6th episode. Now, at least some of the people that were running decided not to run for re-election when they knew the writing was on the wall, but Liz Cheney, being arrogant and cocky is all get out, decided to run even though she was down in the polls, somehow as a narcissist, convincing herself and even having her dad do an ad on Fox News Channel, Dick Cheney, about why she needed to go back to Washington. Democratic lawmakers had urged people to vote for Cheney in the GOP primary, Representative Dean Phillips of Minneapolis encouraged people, please consider temporarily switching parties and voting for Liz Cheney on or by August the 16th, saying it's so important that we keep people like Liz Cheney, the useful idiots for the left, actually in office. This is also referred to as an Operation Chaos. Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Dean Phillips, a Democratic member of Congress from Minnesota. Principle must always come before politics, and nobody has shown more honor, integrity, and courage than she. Patriots will put it all on the line to protect our country, and Liz Cheney has done that. It's far more important than any policy differences that we might have. So I ask you to please consider temporarily switching parties and voting for Liz Cheney on or by August 16th. It'll be sending a very clear message to Donald Trump and protecting our democracy. Thank you.
Yeah, there it is. Just sending a very clear message to Donald Trump, right? Yeah, let's stick it to Trump. That'll teach him. Yeah, we're gonna show him something. We're gonna send him a message. That is exactly how they wanted this election to go. It didn't work. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. All right, let's get back to this other part. That former Republican president, George W. Bush, had given the maximum donation, by the way, that he could give to Liz Cheney, $2,900 in the primary, according to the Houston Chronicle, which noted that Karl Rove had also shelled out the maximum donation. Rove even served as a senior advisor and as a deputy chief of staff to Cheney and Bush, as you know. Cheney, the daughter of Dick Cheney, who served as the vice president during the Bush's White House tenure, in a campaign ad for his daughter, Dick Cheney declared, quote, "There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again, never in the Oval Office. And she will succeed," he said in the ad. That didn't go over very well. Former President Donald Trump endorsed Hagman last year while calling Cheney a warmonger and disloyal Republican, as well as a rhino, which is an acronym for the phrase Republican in name only. If the cost of standing up for the Constitution is losing the House seat, then that's a price I'm willing to pay, Cheney had said at the time to the New York Times. During an interview last month, Cheney told CNN's Jake Tapper that no matter the outcome of the primary contest, she would fight hard to ensure that Donald Trump is never anywhere close to the Oval Office ever again.
Trump and a bunch of those House Republican leaders are trying to get you defeated in your primary, your Republican primary in August. I couldn't help but notice that two of the individuals whom we've heard from in these hearings privately expressing outrage at their former boss's lies and actions, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, and former Trump campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh, they're both currently fully engaged in trying to defeat you in the Wyoming primary, specifically because you're standing up to the very things that they expressed outrage about privately. That must be really strange for you.
I mean, look, it is, it's a highly unusual moment, certainly in American politics. And I am working hard here in Wyoming to earn every vote. But I will also say this, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say things that aren't true about the election. My opponents are doing that, certainly simply for the purpose of getting elected. And Jake, if I have to choose between maintaining a seat in the House of Representatives or protecting the Constitutional Republic and ensuring the American people know the truth about Donald Trump, I'm going to choose the Constitution and the truth every single day. And so, You know, as I said, I'm fighting hard. No matter what happens on August 16th, I'm going to wake up on August 17th and continue to fight hard to ensure Donald Trump is never anywhere close to the Oval Office ever again.
If you end up losing your job in Congress because of your work on this committee, it will have been worth it to you?
There's no question. I believe that my work on this committee is the single most important thing I've ever done professionally. It is an unbelievable honor to represent the people of Wyoming in Congress. And I know that all of us who are elected officials take an oath that we swear under God to the Constitution. And that oath has to mean something. And that oath means that we cannot embrace and enable a president as dangerous as Donald Trump is. And my obligations and my responsibilities on this committee are to ensure that we understand exactly what happened so that we can establish legislation and recommendations to help ensure it never happens again.
I love this, right? Donald Trump is the most dangerous man in America. This is what a Republican, Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, was saying going into the election, and this is why she lost. Right? Run as a Democrat. Be a Democrat. But you can't tell me that Donald Trump's the most dangerous man in America when you have the Bidens who left 800 Americans behind in Afghanistan, and we had to figure out how to get them out after we left them there, right? Left them there at the hands of the Taliban. Like, give me a break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it. Right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, what is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the big headline is Donald Trump-backed challenger defeats Liz Cheney in the GOP primary election as Democrats tried Operation Chaos, switching parties to try to save her because she said she believes that Donald Trump is a criminal and she was going to make sure he never stepped foot back in the Oval Office. Well, she'll never step foot back in Congress to make a vote after election night. She'll get to go there for the next couple weeks and then it's over. Liz Cheney lost her re-election bid because she bought into the big lie. Some say she'll be remembered as a hero among cowards. Others say she's, well, a liar among heroes. She said, if the cost of standing up for the Constitution is losing the House seat, then that's a price I'm willing to pay. America cannot remain free if we abandon the truth. The lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen is insidious. It preys on those who love their country. It is a door Donald Trump opened to manipulate Americans, to abandon their principles, to sacrifice their freedom, to justify violence, to ignore the ruling of our courts and the rule of law. That is the famous quote now, they say, from Liz Cheney. And she said she was going to make sure that he was never back in that Oval Office. So then she goes nuts after losing the election and decides that she's like some sort of, I don't know, historical figure, comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. She's been mocked now after comparing herself to former President Abraham Lincoln after her blowout loss in the Wyoming Republican primary for the state's at-large seat. With more than 95% of the votes counted, Cheney lost by more than a 2-to-1 margin, 66.3% to 28.9%. And how much of the 28.9% were actually Democrats who switched over to be Republicans, we may never know. I love this. Tonight, Harriet Hageman has received the most votes in this primary. She won, Cheney said during her speech following her loss. I called her to concede the race. This primary election is over, but now the real work begins. Cheney then proceeded to compare herself to Abraham Lincoln and the Union General Grant, who later went on to become America's 18th president. She said, quote, the great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our Union. He defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Several minutes later, Cheney continued saying, quote, in May of 1864, after years of war and a string of reluctant Union generals, Grant met General Lee's forces at the Battle of the Wilderness. In 2 days of heavy fighting, the Union suffered 17,000 casualties. Cheney continued, at the end of the battle, General Grant faced a choice. Most assumed he would do what previous Union generals had done and retreat. On the evening of May the 7th, Grant began to move. As the fires of the battle still smoldered, Grant rode to the head of the column. He rode to the intersection of Brock Road and Orange Plant Road. And there, as the men of his army watched and waited, instead of turning north towards Washington in safety, Grant turned his horses south towards Richmond in the heart of Lee's army. Refusing to retreat, he pressed on to victory. Lincoln and Grant and all who fought in our nation's tragic Civil War, including my own great-great-grandfather, saved our Union. Cheney immediately was mocked on social media following her blowout loss to Hageman, as many conservatives especially took issue with her Lincoln comparison. One said, Liz Cheney tried to make herself a martyr at the expense of our country and our party. That's what Wesley Hunter, Republican candidate for Congress, tweeted, saying, comparing yourself to Lincoln doesn't change that. The comparison is tone deaf and ridiculous, as her seat on the January 6th committee was. Another conservative talk show host, a friend of mine, tweeted out, Abraham Lincoln has a better shot at becoming president in 2024 than Liz Cheney. Liz has a very inflated view of herself. That's what a longtime ESPN reporter tweeted out. Another said, number one, dropping ads across Wyoming against Liz Cheney was one of the most fulfilling professional tasks I have done to date in politics. Florida GOP Vice Chairman Christian Ziegler tweeted this, no chance this woman has a shot at president. Kasich 2.0.3, this should sunset the Cheneys from any more politics, thankfully. Actor Dean Cain said, you're not Abraham Lincoln. However, yeah, you're just like Abraham Lincoln, you piece of trash, another attorney said, firing back at Liz Cheney. Absolute delusional, conservative commentator Ali Bastucky tweeted out after she referred to herself as Abraham Lincoln. Here's what I'll say. I am glad, I mean this sincerely, I am thankful that she is done. I am thankful that she lost. I am thankful that it's over. It's about time. And she has done everything she can to undermine. She has done everything she can to attack conservatives. She has done everything she can to undermine Republicans and anyone around Donald Trump. And this is what happens when you do that. When you're a useful idiot for the left and we get to expose it, you lose 70-30, which is basically what happened. And a lot of the people that voted for you were Democrats who switched over. So I'd love to know what the real numbers are. It could be 80-20. And for a sitting member of Congress to get beat down this way, I'm sorry, she deserved every bit of it. So congratulations to the people of Wyoming. You now finally get someone who's willing to represent you, not their own personal interests. Now, here's the best part. For a woman that claims it's all about the future and democracy and everything else, right? Like, this is, you would think that she would be totally cool with this. But this morning, she went on the Today Show because she's going to get a job as a commentator somewhere right away because she's a useful idiot. This morning, you know, and when she was doing this interview, it's like 3 a.m. where she was in Wyoming. This is what she had to say about Donald Trump. Listen.
And I'm remembering back to when we had an interview back in May 2021 when you lost your leadership position. I said, they are coming after you. President Trump wants to go to Wyoming and take you on in the primary. And you said, bring it on. Well, they did. And here we are. And you lost. How do you feel about that now? What's your response today?
Well, look, I think, you know, as we've talked about before, I won my primary by 73 percentage points 2 years ago. The path to that same victory would have been very easy. It was clear how that path would go. But that path would have required that I accept, that I embrace, that I perpetuate the big lie. And I've been very clear at every moment since January 6th that there are some things that have got to be above politics, that there's no political office that's more important than the principles that we take an oath to defend. And I believe that Donald Trump continues to pose a very grave threat and risk to our republic. And I think that defeating him is going to require a broad and united front of Republicans, Democrats, and independents. And that's what I intend to be part of.
Back to a moment for your race. We all know the old adage, all politics is local. And in focus groups and interviews with reporters, many Wyoming voters said that you had lost your way. You went Washington and you were focused too much on Trump and not the issues that they cared about. One poll showed 61% of likely Republican voters there said you weren't focused on Wyoming issues. Was that the issue? Did you have the wrong focus?
No, look, I think I'm very proud of everything that I accomplished, that we accomplished together with the voters of Wyoming over the last nearly 6 years. But it became very clear after Donald Trump attacked the Capitol, sent a mob to attack the Capitol, refused to accept the results of the election, refused to tell his supporters to leave the Capitol when the assault was underway, that this was a threat that we've never faced before. He crossed a line that couldn't be crossed. And as a nation, you don't get the opportunity to debate and discuss any other issue if you simply turn your head away from that kind of a fundamental threat on our republic.
Well, in point of fact, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy did consider this a referendum on your work on January 6th. President.
I love it. Right now, here's the other part. CNN this morning is already running an article that is saying Liz Cheney for president 2024. Run as a Democrat. Right. Is she thinking about running about for president? I mean, they don't even miss a beat. You get beat 70-30 in your election. And then immediately the media is like, well, you know, you got to be looking at running for president. Right. How do you, you lose a congressional seat, 70 to 30, your state rejection, you're like, let's talk about you running for president. Listen.
The former president said last night, you're now headed to political oblivion. You said this fight is just beginning. You've even launched a political organization already. So let's just be straight about it. Are you considering running for president yourself?
Well, what I'm going to do, Savannah, is spend the next several months completing my work in Congress, obviously completing my work representing the people of Wyoming. We have a tremendous amount of work left to do on the January 6th committee. And also, though, I'm going to be making sure that people all around this country understand the stakes of what we're facing, understand the extent to which we've now got one major political party, my party, which has really become a cult of personality. And we've got to get this party back to a place where we're embracing the values and the principles on which it was founded, and talking about, you know, fundamental issues of civics, fundamental issues of what does it mean to be a constitutional republic.
But Congresswoman, you didn't answer me yes or no.
I will be doing whatever it takes to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office.
Well, I know you didn't say yes or no, and that's fine if you're thinking about it. But are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about running for president?
That's a decision that I'm going to make in the coming months, Savannah. I'm not going to make any announcements here this morning, but it is something that I'm thinking about, and I'll make a decision in the coming months.
I love this, right? So you just got your brains beat in. Yes. Okay. So now what are you going to do? I'm going to run for president, right? That's what I'm going to do. I'm thinking about running for president. Like, it's a pretty, you know, I think that's what's going to happen. And if you want to know why she's going to run for president, she said the Republican Party today is in very bad shape. Right. That, like, you get your brains beat in 70-30. And this is how delusional the elitists are in D.C. Listen,
or backing them.
You are now the latest House Republican who had crossed party lines and voted to impeach President Trump to not be retaining your seat. Only two have won in their primaries. You know, people talk about the battle for the soul of the Republican Party. You have said there's a time for choosing whether we're loyal to the Constitution or loyal to Trump, and we must choose. Has that choice been made by Republicans fundamentally?
Look, I think the Republican Party today is in very bad shape, and I think that we have a tremendous amount of work to do. I think it could take several election cycles, but the country has got to have a Republican Party that's actually based on substance, based on principles, you know, based on a belief in limited government and low taxes and a strong national defense, a belief that the family has got to be the center of our community and of our lives. And those are the principles I believe in. That's what the party used to stand for. And we've got to get the party back to that. A party that has instead embraced Donald Trump, embraced his cult of personality, is looking the other way as he continues to do things like put out the names of FBI agents just in the last few days when he knows that our law enforcement is the target of violence, put out the lies that he has put out in the last few days about what happened in its search warrant execution at Mar-a-Lago. Every Republican, every American should reject those. And I certainly know there are millions of Republicans and Americans across this country who will.
And finally, in the moments we have, word on the street was that you and your team were fond of an editorial recently that
I still love this, right? Like, we're going to give her a grand invitation. You lose 70-30. Do you have the new candidate on that won? No. You have the candidate on that lost, and when she loses, right? When she loses, you bring her on and you say, tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think this means. Republican Party is in bad shape, right? I also laughed last night because you could see the eulogy happening, right? And I told you, She'll get a TV job out of this. CNN's Don Lemon implies Liz Cheney can easily get a paid TV gig, right? And said there isn't a network, quote, who will turn her down, because when you attack Donald Trump, you get paid to do it. Every fake Republican that I had to work with at CNN, if you were willing to turn on Donald Trump, you would become a darling of CNN, right? Same at MSNBC. If you'll become a useful idiot. Remember, the former Republican chairman of the National Party is over at MSNBC ripping on Trump every day. You'll make a killing if you'll just rip on Donald Trump. That's all you got to do. You say, hey, I'm a Republican. Here's my resume. I'll attack Donald Trump, and they'll pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they will make you famous because you're a useful idiot. And listen, and Liz Cheney will be the next. Listen.
The Republican Party, I mean, not that we didn't know this before, but this is one more data point, a big data point, when you see that a Cheney lost so big in Wyoming, and it is Trump's party. I mean, that's just what it says, and it said it for a long time. But I do think when we're looking at, like, what's next and where does she take this from here, I think that we need to think about the term campaign in a non-traditional way, because we think about campaign as I'm running for office, or, you know, I want this to happen. I want this for myself. And I'm not saying that she's not, you know, she is a politician and she wants to have a say in public discourse, but she also is a very famous person who will use her megaphone and her platform to keep saying the kind of thing that she said, and she will get attention. She will get a lot of attention.
Hmm. So we'll see. And she, and there isn't a network who will turn her down if she offers or she wants to come on, so she'll be able to discuss all of it.
Right, there it is. Oh, there's not a network. She's very famous, folks. So you should listen to her, not because of her ideas, but because she's famous. She's so famous. You got to understand how famous she is. She's going to have a very large microphone. She's very famous. She's Liz Cheney, and she's very famous, folks. Very, very famous.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On TV, they're saying she's an amazing hero and she's going to do everything she can. Tucker Carlson, by the way, just sometimes knows, I think, how to really rub it in and bring up a point. And he said this about Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney's made a lot of money being a congresswoman. Take a listen.
How does Liz Cheney get so rich? She's been a member of Congress for 6 years. Now, so when she took office in 2017, her net worth was estimated at $7 million, which is a lot for someone with no skills, but that's what she had. Now she's worth more than $44 million, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, which looked at her financial disclosure forms. Now, probably an honest explanation for all of this. We're not accusing her of robbing liquor stores, but you have to wonder, how did Liz Cheney make more than $36 million in 6 years of public service? That's $6 million a year. Huh, good gig. She didn't report any earned income, gifts, or transactions on her disclosure form. Her top listed assets were Citibank, $3 million, and money from her husband's law firm, Latham & Watkins, also $3 million. There's also money from a family trust. We assume that accounted for a lot of the cash, but we don't know. Whatever the case, it's not Wyoming's problem anymore. After tonight, Liz Cheney is going back to where she's actually from, suburban Virginia, probably running for president, too, and we look forward to that.
$7 million a year is how much money she was making every year she was in Congress, right? And this is why you compare yourself to Abraham Lincoln, I guess. Listen.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our union, and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us, Lincoln said that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth. As we meet here tonight, that remains our greatest and most important task. Most of world history is a story of violent conflict, of servitude and suffering. Most people in most places have not lived in freedom. Our American freedom is a providential departure from history. We are the exception. We have been given the gift of freedom by God and our founding fathers. It has been said that the long arc of history bends toward justice and freedom. That's true, but only if we make it bend. Today, our highest duty is to bend the arc of history, to preserve our nation and its blessings, to ensure that freedom will not perish, to protect the very foundations of this constitutional republic.
There it is, right? This is our freedoms. This is how we roll. This is how things get better, right? I'm gonna run for president. I lost the last election by 70%, but I will not be. You know, this Abraham Lincoln thing's getting a little bit old. Just to give you some comparisons, everybody's like now into Abraham Lincoln. MSNBC compared the NFL protesters to Abraham Lincoln.
Thing that you guys can give it to us.
What a Republican.
So we should be grateful.
What a Republican principle
true,
that if you're rich, you should shut up.
Yeah, well,
then if you're the party of Lincoln, then how does Newt Gingrich justify that Abraham Lincoln fought to free slaves? He didn't need to do that.
Well, look, consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds, according to him.
No, but this is extraordinary. And I think this is one of these issues, like so much in the Trump presidency, it's just been such a surfacer and revealer of character. I mean, on some fundamental issues, I can't say in the case of Newt Gingrich, I'm particularly surprised by where he's coming out, because I think his character has been well known for at least 20 or 25 years. But that kind of comment is just so extraordinary, because there's the only way to see it is as a racially motivated comment. He would never say about an American who's done well in this world, a hedge fund billionaire, you should shut up because you're rich. I mean, that would be, he would say, well, that's a view of the left. You know, progressives are telling rich people that they don't have a right to free speech. But it happens that you have an African-American who might have made money, and they are supposed to stay silent.
We got to move on.
I love this, right? Everybody's about Abraham Lincoln now on the left, right? Everybody wants to talk about Abraham Lincoln. Well, it's Lincoln this and Lincoln that and Lincoln that. And she's going to run for president, and the media is going to rally around her. Right. I mean, that's why she says, I'm like Abraham Lincoln. Right. I am. Right. You know, Abraham Lincoln. I am the Abraham Lincoln. Right. Another, they call her tonight a truth teller. That was the other line they kept using. This is a truth telling moment. Right. Liz Cheney. Right. There's nothing more than defense of our Constitution, but I'll let Democrats run amok and destroy our Constitution while I claim this.
You could run a local issued campaign, and that you by sort of not talking as much about the former president, that you might have been able to get more Republican votes. Do you have any regrets on that?
I have no regrets. I feel very proud about all the work that I've done together with people of Wyoming over the last 6 years. Really understand and recognize there's nothing more important than the defense of our Constitution. And so I'm going to continue to work and ensure that we're doing that in a way that is nonpartisan.
I love it, by the way. Dick Cheney's right next to her when she's saying that. And look, everybody's getting older. I'm getting older. Shoot, I hit 40 this year, right? But, I mean, he's just sitting there, and it's like you can see the terror in his eyes that his daughter is going to lose. And then she did. But don't worry, we're going to run for president, right? Because that's how we roll. This is what you're dealing with the left. This is it. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have
have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.